Baruch Hashem, very, very vigorous. Morin Seder Guvaldik. 10 years. 10 years. The Gemara talks about the Rizcha Daraisa, the fire of Torah, Guvaldik. Gemara Kiddushin talks about, based on the pasuk deep in Chumash Bamidbar, Esvahev Vesufa. One of the poetic sections of Sefer Bamidbar, Esvahev Vesufa. The Gemara says on Derech Drash, meaning there's Ahava Pasuk. There's love at the end. The context may be about Talmud Torah. So Gemara Kiddushin says that it refers to two people who are fighting and living. Baruch Hashem, two people fighting and learning. And Shechter's found a quite a passage in a Polish diary from the 1940s that was discovered by a Holocaust historian. This fellow took the Trans-Siberian Railroad eastward to Vladivostok, across Russia all the way to Vladivostok. This Polish non-Jew ended up on the train together with the Mir Yeshiva. Well, they took that train to escape from Vilna to Vladivostok on the eastern coastline. From there they went to Japan and to China. So this Polish fellow had never been inside Yeshiva before, obviously. And suddenly the Yeshiva came to him. And the Mir Yeshiva was on the train, and they brought their gemaras, and they were learning on the train. So he says that he writes in his diary, confides in his diary, the most bizarre scene he's ever seen repeats itself day in, day out on the train. He's a very mild-mannered, very nice fellas, very sweet, very personable. But then soon they open these big books that they have, their personalities transform, and they start yelling at each other, and they call each other names and screaming. And then when they're done with the book, when they close the big books, the person transforms again to be, you know, like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like a cookie. Says the what every single day, the same thing. They're nice guys, so they open the books, they yell and scream at each other, and call each other, you peasant, you fool, and then they close the books, and they're best of friends again. They couldn't figure it out. That's what the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Polish. Esvahei Vesufa. Gemara says that the Abba comes at the end, that Tamiya Chachamim, the Gemara says, Afilu Abba Beno Rabba Tamiya. The Rebbe and Talmud, the father and the son, are just chaverim. We're talking and learning. When they're talking and learning, Nasu Oyivim Zelazeh, your opponents. And when the learning is done, Nasu Ohavim Zelazeh. But the fighting and learning, paradoxically, actually brings you closer together. When the questions of learning are put aside, the friendship and the relationship is even deeper. Baruch Hashem, we should be there to have a risk of the rice every single day. For this tosis, yesterday we spoke about the top tosis in the days of the days. We got our feet wet in the world of the Tumas Meis, of Cherev, Areyu Kochol. And Tosis raised the question, how can it be that the Gemara says that Tosis of Tumah are Lav Kayotzeben? As we noted yesterday, the indication from the Hemshah of Gemara is that when we say Lav Kayotzeben, we mean across the board. How you talking? But there is a case where the Tosis of the Av Kayotzeben, Areyu, Tumas. Temes touches a person, the person is only Adam Shanagh the Temes is only Rishon Tov. The Kli Shanagh the Temes, the Kli Mateches, according to all Rishonim, and according to the Rambam and some others, even any other Kli except for Peres, it doesn't go down to being Rishon Tov, but it's the same level of Avatar. So how do you make sense of that? The truth is different Rishonim deal with this in different ways. And I don't want to spend time with Raivid now, but the Raivid seems to have a whole other way of understanding Chavarim Kol. Certainly, if not from the Mace to a Kli, certainly from the Tamei Mace to a Kli, it's not really Chavarim Kol, it's just a pleasure of Tumah. If you were his whole theory, then you say that's the Teres Teres Kosh. Okay, if you're interested, you can take a look. Jim Shibukubetas quotes an approach that, in a Raivid, Baal is an exception. That's right. But he says, the Gemara later, he tries to work on the difficult, but the exception of Gemara is going to give later for Ezekiel. That's not so well known. He says, it's not Mishnayis. So it is a Mishnayis. It's only in Bryce's, but he says, the Mishnah should, so that's how we should specify. But here, basically all the calls of Tumma are not killed. There is one exception. It's a series of the Ferish Mishnayis beginning of Alos. So it's out there in the open, we didn't have to specify. Okay, that's the Shittim with Kubetzis is approach. In Nechanami, you don't need to give any favorites. In Nechanami, it just means generally Kubetzis. Okay, I have to figure out how that fits with the Hemshana Gemara, and that again, Shittim with Kubetzis works on it. Rov Rishonim, Tosis, Eben Rosh Ba, the Meiri quotes is, other Baliat Tosis, Rebbe Peretz, did they all give the Teretz that appears here in our Tosis? And that is, well, it's true that Chavarei Kachalo, the Haino, to make Meis Shemona the Kli, the person who's an Avat Tumah who went to the funeral, when he touches the Kli, the Kli is also an Avat Tumah, namely, the Kli could also be Tamei as a Mekalim, or for that matter, will be the Tamei Ochlu Mashkin to be a Rishon, not merely a Shani, that's true. In that sense, the Kli is similar to the Tamei Meis who made that Kli Tamei, but there is a finer difference, although the Kli is an Avatumma, but the Kli can't make other Kamel an Avatumma, while the Tamei Meis can make the Kli into an Avatumma, so there is a fine difference. Right? That's what Tosfos had answered. Akati in Oseotsubo, it's not quite the same because it doesn't generate the same the way the Tamei Meis generates. And as Rabbi Natan already taught us in reading carefully the opening Mishnayos in Maseches Ahavos. So a couple of things. Okay, number one, the big kasha that several guys raised. I already lost track. I know Noam raised it, and Akiva raised it. And I'm not sure where I lost track of who else, which is a good kasha, the Kilich Ora. The kasha was, well, isn't there yet another answer to Tosfos kasha? That is, the Rebbe has one answer, she gives another answer. The Rov Rishonim give Tosfos his answer. And then we can give another answer. And the other answer is, it's true. You don't have to draw distinctions. It's true that Tamei Meis Shenaga the Kli is Peyotzebo, and that's fine, because the Kli is also an Av. The same way the Tamei Meis is an Av, the Kli is an Av. That's not told to say it. And I believe that was the Kasha. And why not give a better Tamei Meis? There are very many Tamei. Here's another Teretz, that I think that was the Ha'ara. Here's another Teretz that or attacking the premises of the Kasha. You want to talk about it. Why not simply say, why do you have to say enough as Tosis does? In Achanami, the Kli is a Tolda, but it is somewhat Lav Keotzebo of the Temes who's Yav. Why not say better? The Kli is also an Av. After all, it's an Avatama. But that was the truth. I looked at a numbers farm. I did not find anyone who I was looking to see if someone raises. I thought the Rebbe raised it, the Rebbe doesn't, and he goes a different direction. Pnei Yeshua does not discuss this, the Torah's Chaim does not discuss this. Tanya Tasha. I would make, though, I think, one important ha'ar. The Kasha is predicated, or the alternative Teretz, is predicated on the following assumption. And how do we describe when the Gemara says Av, we obviously mean Av as in Avatoma, the level of Avatumma, because if we mean Av in the usual sense of source, right, most Avos HaTumma outside of Tumma's base, typically an Avatumma means it is the source of Tumma, it's Tumma in and of itself, right, as opposed to that being Makabu Tumma. That's generally Avatumma. In this case, it's really a Lashon Mushal, it's a misnomer, but it's a borrowed phrase that the Tumay Mace, the fellow who went to the funeral, is not the source of Tumma. He was Makabal Tumma from the mix. So, but since it's a name name, under normal circumstances, we would call that a Vladatama. The reason why we call him an Avatama is because he has the Koach, the Chomer of an Avatama. The fellow went to the funeral, he is the Tami of the Kehu. That's why we call him an Avatama. So the argument was, well, once we're using, we're sort of mixing and matching here, if Tosis Kasha would have been about the mace itself, that would be one thing. And the mace itself is the source of Tumah, and it's Metame Echerev to become over. The Tosis didn't ask. That Kasha would not yield to this answer. That Kasha does yield to Tosis's answer. So that already is perhaps the argument in favor of Tosis. Correct. Which is why Tosis raised it. So if you just say, if the definition of Avatoma is merely Netamiyad and Mikhailun, this phenomenological definition, is based on what it does, so then by the same, this by this dint of the same definition that makes it Tenebes in Avatoma, is also going to make the Kulishanogu Tenebes in Avatoma. There's a lot of it's a good point. One thing I would say that needs to be thought about, and then I want to move on to other things, is the following. There is more, maybe I misstated the case, I understated the case yesterday. And I definitely presented yesterday, the reason why Temes is not a Tumma is entirely, it's not really a source of Tumma, but just as the Tanya of Mikhail. So it's just worth considering. The fact that there is something else about the Tamei Meis also which renders him an Avatama, although it's true that that's also true for the Klishanaga, the Tamei Meis, and that is not just what he's Matame, but how Tame he himself is. How much his Tumah endures. As the Mishnah beginning of Olive points out, it's a Tumah Shiva. The Tamei Meis is Tame Tumah Shiva, and the Tamei Meis requires more than mikvah to become Tahar. And the Tamei Tumah Shiva is locked in already to 7 days of Tumah, and he requires Hazas Shlishi Yishvi. He requires Hazas Meipar Aduma in order to become Tumah. That's also a hallmark of an Avatama. Because not every Avatama requires Par Aduma. Obviously, Par Aduma is unique to Tumah's days. But it is true that there's something inherent about the Tamei Meis himself which renders him an Avatama. It's not only the fact that he can be Metame other than Kalin, his type of Tumah is an Avatama style Tumah. Vlados of Tumah, I believe, is something the Rishon of Tumah. Not only is it true that it's only time to Ochel Mashlim, it's also true that invariably it's only a Tumah Seret. Tumah Seret means you go to Mikvah that day, and by that night you're Tahar. Maybe you need a carbon after a Rishon Tumah never, I believe, requires a carbon either. Some Avos HaTumah are forever. Some Avos HaTumah don't lend themselves to Tahara. Sheretz cannot become Tahar. Mace cannot become Tahar. And Vela cannot become Tahar. A Mitzorah can. A Yoledis can. A Zav can. And in all those cases, or almost all, Zav is a little complicated, in all or almost all those cases, the Tumah is more than the Tumah Zav. Zav, there may be occasional exceptions. And whenever there is, I believe it's also true, that whenever there's more to the Tahara process than only Mikvah, it's an Avatama. Because not every Avatama requires more than Mikvah. Yidah just goes to mikvah. She has to, she's come to Mea. She's to Mea for 7 days automatically. And then she goes to mikvah and she's Tahara. Not just Muteras Levayla to this, but also in terms of Tumah and Tahara. If a woman is a Yidah, not a Zavra, all she needs is mikvah. She's a Zavra, she needs Taranas. I would say that every Avatama requires more than mikvah, but the reverse is true. If you require more than, you only require more than mikvah when you're an Avatama. A Rishon LeTumah never requires, I believe, more than mikvah. So the Avat, the Tumei Meis, is a Tamei Adam Mikhailim, and that sense he functions as an Avat Tumah does. the tumah itself intrinsically is also the tumah shiva. The tumah shiva with para aduma. Now it's true that the kli also correct, absolutely. But here's the point. But the point is, that's why it's not a complete idea, but something to chew on. When we said, does an avatoma, is an avatoma molded kayotzeb or not? So part of the thinking that we're thinking about is, this is an avatoma, and it is omse kayotzeb. Those other things also an avatoma. And this is maybe an orthogonal pointer. Okay, you call the other thing av too, that's fine, but l'maisa, this av makes kayotzeb. The mace to the tene mace is not kayotzeb. At least in the same sense. It's something worth thinking about. It's not a completed answer. I think it's something to think about. Number one, two points that may help to, three points that help to speak to this issue. Number one, Tosis's teretz is superior in that it speaks to the question of mace as well as tenes. Number two, it's worth considering the fact that the tenes mace is an avatoma, not just because he's in the way he's metame others, but even in terms of his essential tuma, is something avatoma like about tuma, namely it's a tuma shiva or par aduma. And finally, that although the kli is not a tolda, but the tenei meis is being metaneh, and the tenei meis is making kayotzeh. So whether that helps or not, those three points need to be considered. What I want to take a look at as well is the following. Now that we're thinking about chevrei kachalal, another thing about chevrei kachalal, to think about the way that there's an intriguing machlokas that appears elsewhere that may circle back once again to the heart of our. So Jeremy will take more questions after. How many fellows had a chance to see the Gemara in Chulam? The Ritva, the Rashba, Rashi. The Ritva largely says Rashi, but maybe it enhances, it clarifies the Selma more, talks about Selma more. So the Gemara Chulam you saw, and the Gemara Chulam is talking about, again, the larger context is not an issue right now. So the first two Prakim of Chulam are about halakhas of Shechita. We're talking about who's, and the first question that the Mishnah raises is who? Before we talk about how you do a Shechita, the first question is who? Who's eligible? Who's in? Who's out? That's often a question. Lots of guys talk about who's in, who's out, who's eligible, who's not eligible, whose shechita is kosher, and whose shechita is not kosher, even if the technique was performed properly. So in that context, we quote a brisa. Excuse me, quote a mishnah. Quote a mishnah in Zvachit. Called psulim sheshaf shafku at the beginning of the parak. Called psulim sheshafku shechita sanchera. As long as you have tameim, no gain the bus. This is a very fundamental din in Kachin. Just 90 seconds of background. We're talking about, someone was asking about this, I think, at Friday night. When you bring a carbon behemoth, let's talk about, there are three major flavors of carbonos, behema, oaf, and dinfa. There are other types too, but those are the three major ones. And there are parallels to this in by the other two, but let's just talk for now about the hay. When you have an animal, whether it's cattle or sheep or goat, so when you bring it as a carbon, there are four, the primary avoda is getting the blood onto the mizbeach. As we call it, the arba avodas adam, the four major avodas are yishek, the animal, kabbalah is you catch the blood, holacha is you walk the blood in the kli sharis over to the mizbeach, and finally zrika, where you throw or otherwise apply the blood to the side of the mizbeach. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, those are the main avodas of a carbon. Typically, for most carbons afterwards, the two subsequent pieces, that part is going to get burnt on the mizbeach, and part is going to be eaten. But those are, with very few exceptions, not ma'akim. Those are additional, if you do the mitzvah b'shleimusa, you want to also have achilas on the mizbeach, achilas gavola, Nafilas Egel, and the Mizbeah burns something, the people eat something in general. But in order for the carbon to be kosher, the carbon typically, with few exceptions, the carbon is kosher even if ultimately we don't end up burning the parts for Egurin, we don't end up eating the basal. The carbon is kosher if you did the four Kiyavos Adam. And again, those are Shita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zikr. And there are a host of Din and Mitzvah from elsewhere that relate to those four Avodas. The Mishnah, they tend to travel together in many ways. But the Mishnah, beginning by Kol Psulim, points out that there's a very fundamental difference between Shita and the best. Shita is the first one. And as this Rashi points, Rashi Al-Tarakot, if you learn from Yomar Sedra with Rashi, so you learn partially Yom, if you get that far into partially Ikra, to discover Rashi's Arik, right? Chazal, that we only start talking about Kohanim by Kabbalah Satan. What's it, Yishef? And then the Kohanim should catch the blood and bring the blood to the Mizbeach and so on and so on. And that's how we know, as the Mishnah tells us, a Shita Ksheir Bazaar. And anyone, you don't have to be a Kohen to Shef the Karpin. Anyone can Shef the Karpin, you don't have to be a Kohen, you don't have to be male, you don't have to be Tahar. You don't have to be Tahar. Oh, that can be. The Gemara says, "Yosef, Tar." That sounds like we're talking a very long night. Okay, we want to discuss this now. The Tameh can't be in the Azara, and she's in the place in the Azara. Okay, but the Brisa said, and the Bright Mishnah said, the Tameh can check, but he can't touch the animal. The animal's alive is now makabel tumah. As soon as you checked it, it went from being an animal, a cow, to being meat. Meat is makabel tumah. So, if the Tameh is going to touch the meat, he just made the carbon Tameh now done for. But if he can manage to shaft at a distance without touching the meat, that's acceptable. So the Gemara said, 1 second, Gival. Of course, if he touches the meat, he touches the animal, that makes it Tameh. But there could be other ways to make it Tameh, besides directly touching the animal. How about the fact that I'm touching the knife? The knife is touching the animal. Ain't that a problem? I'm Tameh. Aren't I making the knife Tameh, which in turn makes the animal tongue. So what does it happen? I'm not going to bust it directly. I have to hold the knife. The knife has to be in contact with the animal. So what's the deal? So the Gemara is bothered by that problem. And the Gemara works out under which circumstances will tumah be transmitted, and under what circumstances will tumah not be transmitted. And so the Gemara says, look, what type of tumah is this man? I mean, he's alive. Human being. He's obviously not a sheriff. He's obviously not an avail. Right? So how is he tumah? So there are two options. Either he's an Abba tumah, or he's a Vlada tumah. It's basically what the Gemara says. Right? Either he's a Tamei Mace. Tamei Mace is an example of an Abba tumah. The reason why we didn't talk about most, you know, Avos HaTumah who are live human beings, like a Zav or Yoledes or Nida or Mitzora, is because those people are not allowed to come into the Har HaBayis. At the Parsha in Nasa, the Torah talks about sending Tameim out of the Machane. And it corresponds nowadays, after they left the Midbar, to Azara, the actual Beis HaMikdash, and then Har HaBayis, the entire mountain, and Yerushalayim, maybe other Ayar Sons of Kotos. So if you differently, if you're a tumah yotzal of migufo, if you're a zav or something like that, the tumah is intrinsic, so then you can't be in anywhere in the Harabais. You're going to be off the mountain and you're shefti in the Azara, that's a very long way. That's impossible. Oh, just Tamei Mace. Maybe. But Tamei Mace is an av ha-tumah, and yet he became tumah from something else. So the Torah says in Aso, the Torah says, Tsarua zav tamil anafish. The Tamei Mace. That means he can't be in the Azara itself. He's a Tumas Mag, it came time for something else. He now will be in the Azara. Min HaTorah, he couldn't be throughout the Harabais. So Nivolik! So he'll stand right outside the Azara. He has a long knife, not 500 foot long knife, he has a 3 foot long knife. It's also a little bit long, but not incredibly long. At least conceivable. And he's Shechti. Good. So the Gemara says, that's one type of cover. Tamei Mace. Tamei Mace touches the knife. Makes the knife tameh, and the knife makes the person tameh. Okay? The Gemara said, what's the other option? A person who is only rishon tameh. What example does the Gemara give of that? to the Sharis. The Sharis is not, again, we're going back to Kalim Aleph Aleph, right, the opening example. The Sharis is an Avatoma. I touch the Sharis, what am I?
Rishon
Atoma. Ah, so the Gemara says, that must be the case if I'm a Tanei Meis, I'm the Avatoma. The number the Gemara says is Avatoma, and the knife is also an Avatoma, and the meat is a Rishon. And you saw Rashi, the father of Trump, point out, even forget about Chayrek Kachal, I'm an Avatoma, even about Chayrek Kachal, let's say it's a pottery knife, which is no Chayrek Kachal, the knife, leaving out the Kachem aspects of that, the knife is a Rishon, the meat's a shame. Still a problem, right? Okay. As the Rashi and others point out, okay, fine, you know, we didn't need to come on to the Chayrek Kachal, but it happens to be true, there is a Chayrek Kachal. Either way, if the fellow is a Tanei Mei, Avatuma Tanei Meis, the meat will become a Rishon or a Sheni, boom, that's a problem. So that's what the Gemara says, the Chulin Dav Gimel, no! The case is not where the guy is an Avatuma, of course, that's a problem. We mean the guy is just a Rishon Atuma. He touched the Sheretz. He touched the Sheretz. That's what the Gemara says. He touched the sheretz, so he's a Rishon. What does that make the knife?
Nothing.
Because the knife can't grab that thing now, right? He's not Metame other than Caleb. Knives don't become, Caleb don't become Shein Mutumah. A Rishon can't be Metame other than Caleb. If he touches, if Rishon touches the meat directly, the Rishon can make the meat, Ochel, into a Shein. If he just touches the Kli, that's fine. So the Gemara says, that's shot in the Mishnah Zachim. The Gemara explained up Gimel, says that's shot in the Mishnah Zachim. Talk about a guy with Tame sheretz. Not that he's Tanei Meis, he's a Tanei Sheretz. Gevald, that he's a Rishon, the knife is Tanei. Awesome. Gevald. Right? Again, Rishon will start to say, well, why are you mentioning the Chevrei Kol? It's the Chevrei Kol. Okay, it happens to be true. Not necessarily for the Gemara, but Kasha, but it happens to be true. Lukushta de Milsa. Good. There's another question that the Rishon raised, which is, you know, the Ritva says, hey, the one-liner. He says, by the way, we could have kept the two opposing cases even more similar to each other. We could have spoke about the Tanei Meis, not acceptable, because he's not Hatzoma, and it's going to be a problem for that touch. Versus, instead of talking about a guy who touched a Sheretz, we could have said a guy who touched a Tanei Meis. And the Tanei Meis himself, he's not Hatzoma, no good. But if you went to the funeral and I touched you, I could shecht. Because I'm only a Rishon Atoma. Right? So the knife is nothing. That's what the Ritva said to the Ritva. Ritva says at the bottom one. Here's something fascinating. Rav Chanan points out in two places in his Sefer Yevamos Kodesh Tzaharos. If you want to see it there, it's a Siman Yud Tes Kuf Vav. And in the Shir notes on Psachim. The Kovet Shiurim. We've seen two volumes of Kovet Shiurim. Kovet Shiurim notes. He and Talmidim are around your age, maybe a year or two older, in Baranovich. And on four, six Masechtas, they took good notes that ended up getting preserved and ultimately published. I think Masechet is Beitza, maybe Masechet Mosa, Masechet is Beitza, the two that Kovet Shurim, the fourth volume is on six Masechets. Two from Moed, two from Tashkent, two from Mizid. They learned Moed in Branch. He has on Psachim, Beitza, Ksubis, Kiddushin, Babakam, Babasra. Unfortunately for us, the Babakama notes start from the end of the Masechet, from Parak and Ruvah, I believe. But every once in a while, something comes up elsewhere. So this is the Kovet Shurim Psachim. Osama Zion, as well as being the shir notes. I was mentioned before by Drillman, who was a Rosh Hashiva here in Hawaii for decades, was a Talmud of Bukhanim, and tradition has it that he's the one who wrote the poetry of Beitza or his notes. Again, he was around your age. I do not know for sure. There are other people who maybe could confirm it. The Bukhanim makes the following lovely point. It's elegant, careful read. The Rishonim, Rabban Raj Baritva, they mention in passing this Rabbeinu Chananel. They say Rabbeinu Chananel had a different Girsa in the Gemara, and they don't like it. What did Rabbi Hananel say? Rabbi Hananel said that the case we're rejecting is not the itzmi b'mis. The case that the disqualified chokin is not who he's actually himself itzmi b'mis, that he became tamei from a mace, and therefore he's not a tumah or not. But when Rabbi Hananel had it, that it's itzmi b'tmei mace. That he became tamei from a tmei mace. You went to the funeral, you're an Ava Tama, I shook your hand, now I'm a Rishon Latama. And according to Rabbi Hananel, I can't check the Karma. Why? Because as the Gemara continues to say, because I'm a Rishon Latama, I touched the knife, Chered Harei Kachala. The knife was also Rishon Latama. Ooh, you make the meat a Shein Latama. Fascinating. Yeah, now when it clears up the problem that the Rishonim had of why we mention Chayav Rekhal, it's unnecessary. It's not unnecessary. It's absolutely necessary. But it kind of all seems to hold, and the Ramban and his Talmidim reject it. Rechon points out, look at Rabbi Hananel. Rabbi Hananel holds, and it's also explicitly a Bar Tanura. I think I put that in the Ramban Kavos. Bar Tanura in Pesachim. Near the end of the first part of Pesachim, there's the sugya of Chininus Kamakonin, the last seven block, a very, very, very dense Tumah and Tara sugya. The last seven block of the first part of Pesachim. So the Bar Tanura on that first Mishnah of that chunk, Parak Alf Mishnevav Pesachim, also makes the same point. He says, if an Ava Tumah, Tumei Meis, touches a metal cleat, the metal cleat becomes an Ava Tumah. If a Rishon Latumah person touches a Kli, the Kli becomes a Rishon Latumah. Wow. Fascinating. In other words, up until now we've been assuming that Chayrei Kekalal is something that works by the Abiyah, but the mace itself will make a Kli that touches an Abiyah Rosh Latumah also, or the Tamei mace, the Av, will make the Kli touches an Av Latumah. And that's it. Rabbi Hananel and the Bar Tanura have a fascinating idea. They think it's also true that a Rishon Latumah, and if I'm a person who became Tamei from a Tameis, I will make a Kli, and I touch a Kli, the Kli becomes a Rishon Latumah too. Huh. Most Rishonim reject it absolutely. As a matter of fact, the Rajba explains a little bit, and Rechonim doesn't highlight the Rajma's explanation, but it gives something very similar to Rav's with it. In other words, the Machlokas are Rishonim, the Rajma may have his own position on this, but we're going to leave the Rajma aside for now. And the Machlokas, Rav Rishonim hold, the Chayrei Kekalal only works, as we said in the past, and as Tom points out, it's when you go from person to Kli. Most Rishonim hold that means if you go from dead person to Kli, or from alive Ava Tumah to Meis to Kli. But in Chanan, Bar Tumah seems to think it's also when you go from a Rishon person to Kli. That's intriguing. What's going on? The Rechonim says, I'll tell you what's going on. It's very Rechonim. He says, here's the question. Normally, if I'm a Rishon Latumah of some other type, like Tumah Meis has a special in Chayav Rekhal. Let's say some other type. I touched the shack. I touched the mouse, down the mouse in the apartment. I took him out, I held him by the tail, I disposed of him politely, and now the mouse is gone and the house is restored to its original glory. And I'm a now Rishon Latumah. If I go ahead and pick up the metal pen is tar. Right? That's what right? Why? So Rechonim says, there are two ways to understand why a Rishon Latumah is not Mitame Adam Bekalim. Is it that Adam Bekalim can't become a Shein? Only Al Chalmash can become a Shein. Adam Bekalim can't become a Shein. Right? That's one way of looking at it. Other way of looking at it is a Rishon can only be Mitame Al Chalmash. A Rishon can't be Mitame Adam Bekalim. And those are usually the two ways of saying the exact same thing. A Rishon can't be Mitame them, they can't become a Shein. It's all the same thing. The Rishon Mitame something becomes a Shein. Rishon is not Mitame Adam Bekalim, Adam Bekalim never becomes a Shein. Rishon is not Mitame Adam Bekalim, Adam Bekalim never becomes a Shein. But which one is it? Is it that the Rishon cannot be Mitame them, or is it they can't become ashamed? Who cares? Says Rav Chaim, Gevalik. That's the machlokes. Because here you have a case where you separate those two pieces. Because the Rishon is being metaliyat, but it's not becoming ashamed. It's becoming, if the Rishon succeeds in being metaliyat, a Rishon. And if you apply Chayrek Kolal to a person who's a Rishon Tumah, Thomas Meis, so the argument is he's going to be metame the kli to make it a Rishon. So if you say that Rishonim, that a Rishon doesn't have the power to can't spread his Tumah down to Kalim, so he can't spread his Tumah down to Kalim. And by this way, the Rajva puts it in explaining the Shita. He says Rishon can't be metame down to Kalim. If you tie the cable, then you make the kli kiyotzeba. You only get off the ground here, but you can't tie the kli at all. Right? Whereas Rav Chanan suggests that Rav Chanan and Bar Tanur are saying is that there's no rule that you can't, that Rishon can't be metame other than a kelim. It's like other than a kelim can't be ashamed. Just like there's a rule, Kli Cheres cannot become an Av. With all the nes touches of Kli Cheres, it becomes a Rishon. Kli Cheres cannot become an Av. Okay, so there's a rule. Adam Mekalim can't become a Sheni. So normally that means the only one who could be Mekali then is Alatoma. Because otherwise, a Rishon Tumah would make it a Sheni. They can't become, they're not susceptible to that level of Tumah. Is it Chesar in the Mitame or in the Mitame, the Mekabel? That's our Tumah. So here, Ben Hanan would say, what's wrong? The Adam touches it, of course the Kli can become a Sheni. But here with the magic of Chayrek Cholo, the Adam who's a Rishon is making the Kli a Rishon. He can become a Rishon. I don't care whether it became a Rishon typically from an Av, or atypically from another Rishon who happens to be an Adam with a Tumas face. That's what Ben Hanan's take on the Machlokas. Now, it could be some of you might have something to say based on our Gemara. Or maybe not. The simple reading of our Gemara, I don't think we'll find points there. But the truth is, let's bring it home. Not even to the Tosfos. Let's bring it home to our Gemara. What was our Gemara's point? Why did he get into this in the first place? Why are you talking about Tumah? We're learning Baba Kama. We're not learning Baba Kama of Kalim. Look at Tosafta, the first time Baba Kalim is Baba Kama. We're learning Baba Kama of Nizikim. Why are you talking about Tumah? Because he wanted to demonstrate the difference between Avos and Tolos. And to say, what was the difference between Avos and Tolos by Tumah? Right. The Avos are Metame Adi Mekalim, and the Tolda is not Metame Adi Mekalim. So the simple reading. I'm sorry? Right. So the simple reading of our Gemara supports the position of the Rov Rishon, the Ramban, the Raj, the Ritva, and argues said the Gemara Vulin, right, as Rashi already has, as Rashi also is obviously bought into is not working with the Girsa Ben Chanan, that a Rishon L'tumah does not have Perei Kachal. Why? Because Rishonim can't be metame on the Mekalim. It's a chesar in the metame. The chesar in the giver. It's not a chesar in the recipient of the Tumah. It's a chesar in the donor, the giver of the Tumah. A Rishon doesn't have the power to impact on the Mekalim. That sounds like what the Gemara, unless you...
But why not? Maybe because they can't become shame.
Right, so to defend Rav Chanan, you probably have to say it happens to be that toldos are not generally the tamei adam mekalim because the sort of tumah that they usually offer is not something that can impact, that's not an interest, so to speak, adam mekalim. Adam mekalim can't pick up, aren't contagious. Adam mekalim aren't susceptible to the flimsy tumah that a toldo offers, because the tumah that toldo offers is typically I'll make you ashamed. And other became more susceptible, that only offer lamash susceptible. But you could say it's all sort of post facto. Aside from the fact that according to Rabbeinu Hanano, Tosas Kasha takes on new life, it's also going to be true on that level as well. But the language of the Gemara definitely doesn't sound like that. And the import, what the Gemara is trying to say, it sounds like it's more really about what's the koach, the chomer of an av versus the chomer of the tov. So you certainly could fit Mechanel in. At the same time, the simple reading of the Gemara certainly accords in the position of Rav Rishon again that the same right call by Abiyah Osatama, that the same right call by Tamei Meis, by the Avatama. As an aside, the Rambam sees it maybe as a different din with a different pasuk, but the din is similar, it has a different pasuk, instead of the Baiatosis keep using the same right call broadly for both Abiyah Osatama. But that against the implication of Erechananel, it should be noted in the footnotes, if you look at Erechananel in Pesachim, he doesn't seem to have that. He himself doesn't seem to have that yourself. Did Erechananel ever say that? What did Erechananel actually say? Is a good question, and there's some snippets from the Gaon, and maybe have a different twist of Erechananel. But what Erechananel seems to be saying, particularly within the Raj ben Chulin, as opposed to Raj ben Chulin, and the Baruch Nur does say, Pe Mole, black on white, Safim Alabab, so that does not accord with the simple reading of the Gemara. We have 30 seconds. There is a fascinating discussion. He spoke about Sharis, he spoke about Tzimais. The first three of Osa Tum, which I mentioned in our Gemara, the one we did talk about is Shichvas Zera. There should be known there are two discussions we showed him have, which may be parallel in an interesting way. Shichvas Zera, is that as opposed to the person? Or not as opposed to the person? Rav Rishon assumed that the Shichvas Zera, the semen itself, is the Avat Tumah, but the Baal Keri, the person, is only a Rishon Tumah. Whether Tumas Maga or a little more, it's not quite Tumas Maga, it's a little more than Maga, but most assume that the Baal Keri, the person, is a Rishon Tumah. But there's some debate about that. There's also debate about identical or parallel question. You mentioned before that in terms of Shiluach Tamei and then Hamachana, we differentiate between someone who is Tamei in and of himself or someone who became Tamei from something else. The Tamei Meis is an Avatuma, but Min HaTorah he can walk out for our Abbas. How about the Baal Keri? That's a debate amongst the Gemara Rishon. Also, is the Baal Keri like the Tamei Meis or is the Baal Keri like the Zav? Question is Lama said we don't allow Baal Keri to go on to our Abayas without going to Mikvah, because at least in the Rabbanim, there are certain parts of the Baal of the Harabayas which are also for any Tamei. And it's not clear it's exactly where that is. But we also demand, but we anyway wouldn't go in the inner parts because we're Tamei Meis. But we, even those who go on to our bias only stick to the outer perimeter and yet still go to mikvah. Why are you going to mikvah? To remove the tumas baal keri. Why try to remove the tumas baal keri? So the fashlus is because we're concerned with, even though the shichvas zera is a primary av, maybe we still see the baal keri A as an avatuma as well, and more to the point, maybe we see him as a tuma yotal of migufa, that he is Tamei in and of himself, rather than merely a Tumas Maga, and therefore he's usher the entire Harabayas until he goes to Nikra Hazar Hashem, which gets rid of the Tumas Keri. Tumas Mace we cannot get rid of, but the Tumas Keri we can. Yashar Koyach, enjoy your lunch.